This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. October 19, 1987, 30 years ago today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average crashed, falling nearly 23% in 6.5 hours. That's like the Dow today falling 5,000 points. America's balkanized financial regulatory system was blamed in part for that mess, something that most would agree has still not been fixed. Today, another angle from 1987, a popular tool at the time called portfolio insurance. Here's reporter Alexandra Starr.
Kenny Polcari is a managing director at O'Neill Securities. On October 19, 1987, he was a newbie trader on the New York Stock Exchange. He still can't believe how the market tanked that day.
It just kept going down and down, and it never came up for air.
The stock of iconic companies plummeted.
Look, Johnson & Johnson lost nearly 50% of its value in 6.5 hours. Really?
A big reason for the decline was a computer algorithm that had been developed in the 1980s. It was called portfolio insurance. It aimed to take human fallibility out of trading. When stocks declined, the program would sell.
As the prices got worse, what happened? The portfolio insurance, they ran this all through their risk management software, and the computer spit out another message: sell more.
Even though the algorithm sold a little bit at a time, it helped create a downward cycle. Diana Enriquez is the author of a book about the 1987 crash called A First-Class Catastrophe. She says portfolio insurance helped lure institutional investors, like pension funds, into equities. That had big consequences on Black Monday.
And there was nobody to buy when everybody was selling.
After the crash, portfolio insurance fell out of favor, and the market made up its losses. But it took almost 2 years. Karen Petro heads the consulting firm Federal Financial Analytics. She says there's a lesson to be learned.
When you have new technology that is ill understood both by traders and regulators, it's dangerous. It's like giving a 6-year-old boy a Ferrari. It's really not a good idea.
So we may not recognize the next fast cars of finance unless they are revealed in a market crash. In New York, I'm Alexandra Starr for Marketplace.